right, welcome back to A Conquered Christmas. Are you all ready for the second half of the show? Yeah. Okay. So, you know, a lot of people these days, they live by the motto, you only live once, or YOLO. But I prefer to live by a little something I like to call Zolo. Please welcome to the Conquered Christmas stage, Mr. David Zolo of David Zolo and the Body Electric. An Iowa legend in his own right. And joining him, we have a double legend song here. Joining him is Dustin Smith of the Maytags. Joined by members of the Maytags horn section, along with my main man, Kyle Gowan, on the tenor saxophone. These guys are gonna sing a song for you by the legendary Donny Hathaway called This Christmas.
Mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. Fireside and blazing bright, a very special Christmas for me. Woo! Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer for you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town, they do. This Christmas,
the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
Take it, baby. Yeah, give it up.
The fire started blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. A very special Christmas for me. Woo!
Shake your head, my brother. Shake your head now, yeah. Gonna be a very special Christmas. Gonna be, yeah.
Dustin Smith of the Maytags and David Zolo. Yeah, please go see them live. Give it up one more time for them. Okay, this next guest is a songwriter I've looked up to pretty much since I started writing songs by myself, and I would go see him play in different living rooms all around Iowa. He's truly an innovative and ever-seeking voice in the Iowa music scene. So please welcome to the Concord Christmas stage, Brooke Strauss. He's going to sing a Christmas classic for you.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll get so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, when you're not here with me. And when those blue teardrops start falling, that's when those blue memories will come a-calling. And you'll be doing just all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. And you'll be with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Give it up for Brooke Strauss. Seriously, listen to his music. And go see him play live on December 21st at the Trumpet Blossom in Iowa City. Thank you, Brooks. You may know my next guest as a co-host of Iowa Public Television's Iowa Outdoors. Or you may have seen her gracing theater stages around the state. When I asked her what she wanted to sing at this year's A Concord Christmas, she sent me a song from the TV show South Park. And suffice it to say, I got very excited. But not as excited as she is about a certain special something she's hoping to find underneath her tree this Christmas. Please welcome to the Concord Christmas stage, Miss Kelly Kramer.
Chimney and the presents are under the tree, and Mama's in the kitchen making some herbal tea. The windows are covered with frost and the candles are all alight. But as I wander through this quiet house, something just doesn't seem right. You see, every year the neighbors bring us a Swiss colony beef log, but the neighbors aren't around, around, around. There's no beef log to be found this year. Beef log. Without those cheeses and meats, I don't think I can get along. Mother tries to comfort me. She says, "Here, kid, have some eggnog. But I freaking hate eggnog. Seriously. What do I see underneath the tree? Grandma got a Swiss colony beef log just for me.
That's gonna be a tough one to one up. Next, I'd like to introduce a couple of my best friends in the whole world. We played music together since we were in high school, and they went on to get married and form their own musical project. They've got an original Christmas song to share with you. I know you got married a really long time ago, but I still think it makes for a good story. Please welcome to the Concord Christmas stage, Adam Bruce.
Quick story about this song. It's a song I wrote last winter. I wasn't feeling particularly festive. Recent developments in the world had sort of made things spin a little bit out of control. So here's a very unfestive, festive song. Fire before Sean Cole coffee in the door. Thank God it's Christmas time. Tracks in virgin snow. I've always got somewhere to go. Thank God it's Christmas time. The next year will be better than the last. Next year will be better. Oh, I swear that this won't last. Future must be better than the past. Next year will be better than the last. Find a place to hide away. Make it through the holidays. Thank God it's Christmas time. And every shadow on every street. Revelations on TV. Thank God it's Christmas time. Next year will be better than the last. Next year will be better. Oh, I swear that this won't last. Future must be better than the past. Next year will be better than the last. never come this far before. Be shown cold coffee in the door. Thank God it's Christmas time.
Give a round of applause to Adam Bruce. There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walking hand in hand, tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that'll blow away the doubt and the fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why, oh why, oh why won't that sun appear? We're lost in a cloud with too much rain. We're trapped in a world that's troubled with pain. But as long as a man has the strength to dream, he can redeem his soul and fly. Deep in my heart there is a trembling question. Still, I am sure that the answer's gonna come somewhere, somehow. Out there in the dark, there is a beckoning candle. And while I can think, while I can talk, while I can stand, while I can walk, while I can dream, please let me dream. Let my dream come true right now. Let it come true right now. The world may seem unforgiving, dark, scary, and sometimes when faced with the impossibility of everything, you gotta ask yourself, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Here to sing it to you, straight from Iowa's Cedar Valley, welcome to the Conquer Christmas stage, Twins!
Hi, everybody. Yeah. Thanks, Iowa Public Radio. Thanks, Chris, for inviting us. Yeah, it's a pleasure to share the stage with all these great musicians.
This I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity. Yeah, I ask myself, is our hope lost? Is there only pain and hatred and misery? Yeah, well, each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? So funny about peace, love, understanding. As I walk on through troubled times, my spirit gets so downhearted, so
Thanks, Chris.
Nice twins. Okay, next up. This guy, you know, he inspired me because before I had my own Christmas show, he invited me to play his, and I did a really bad job, so he never invited me back. But
not true.
But I invited you back once.
Okay, that's true. Please welcome to sing one of my, I requested this, one of my Christmas faves, Max Wellman.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, and Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. And tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
This year, I've discovered that since last year, I can't read music without my glasses that I don't have on me. It's great. Merry Christmas.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, maybe some glasses. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
Give it up for Max Wellman! Thank you, man. Amazing. Beautiful. My next guest is a very, very close friend of mine. He's produced some of my albums, and I've helped make some of his. He's just released a new record called Drying the Eyes of the Goddess of Gloom, Underneath the Stars and the Moon. Please welcome to the stage, featuring members of the Des Moines Symphony, Gloom Balloon.
See tomorrow in your eyes, and where my future lies. So I don't need no crystal ball at all, because I see tomorrow in your eyes. Whenever life tears us away, I hold on to the words we say. And if I have to wait a while, then I'll be dreaming of tomorrow in her smile. Someday soon, love, someday soon, love, there'll be time for you and I, love. And time shall hold no sad surprise, more hellos than goodbyes. And if I have to wait a while, then I'll be dreaming of tomorrow in her smile. And I don't need no crystal ball at all, because I see tomorrow in her eyes. I see tomorrow in her.
That was Patrick Riley, Robert Espy, and Melissa Mgana on the strings over there. Give a round of applause for them. Okay. We're going to start to wrap this thing up. I want to invite all of our special musical guests back on stage to sing this one along with me. Come on up, come on up. Give them a round of applause. All of our amazing guests. It's real easy. I'll teach it to you guys. Don't worry about it. And I want you all to sing along, too. You've got some sheet music with you. I've layered it around. It's around the venue if you've got it. Otherwise, it's easy, and you're going to learn it, all right? Let's do it. Let's do this. If you've got it. Otherwise, it's easy, and you're going to learn it, all right? You're down, yeah. If you're down and troubled and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right, close
close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there. Yeah, to brighten up even your darkest night.
All right, sing it with me, even though it. You just call out.
You just call.
Here for a lot of people, our society, a lot of people feeling alienated and lonely out there tonight, feeling kind of sad. They could really use a friend. They could really use a friend. So if you're listening right now, I want to be your friend. Yeah. Not because I know you, not because you're my mom. Hi, mom. Not because you're my dad or my partner, or my old pal. Not because you're an American, not even because you're an earthling, but because you are a human, yeah? Mm. To quote the radio goddess of Christmas music, Delilah. Yeah. Just before she played that song about mommy's extramarital affair with Santa Claus, somehow implausibly underneath the Christmas tree last night, and what a laugh it would have been just if daddy would have seen, yeah. Right before she played that, she said this. Bring it down, yeah. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Whoever you are, wherever you are, I don't care how old you are, what gender you are. I don't care about the color of your skin or your religious affiliation. I don't care. All I care about is you. So whoever it is, it's Christmas and all year round, I want you to tell someone you've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind begins to blow, yeah. Guess what I want you to do?
Go on and keep your head together.
Yeah,
to see you again. got a friend. You got a friend. Louder, 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 yeah. You got a friend. All right. Let's bring it down just the drums. You've got a friend. You've got a friend. Thank you so much. I want to sing one more song to end the evening. Thank you so much to our in-house audience. Let's hear one more time from y'all. Woo. And thank you if you're tuning in to Iowa Public Radio from Radioland. I want y'all to give a round of applause from our wonderful band, Drew Salem on drums, Dan Kripke on bass, Andrew Reyes on guitar. Thomas Logan was our stage manager tonight. Our broadcast sound technician is Phil Moss, and live sound engineer is Ryan Lombard and Skyler, I don't remember his last name. A special thanks to Mark Simmons, Al Scherz, and Tony Daner, and everyone at Iowa Public Radio, all the staff at the Des Moines Social Club. Please support these organizations. You can give now at iowapublicradio.org. I'd also like to extend a very special thanks to the Bravo of Greater Des Moines for their support of this show. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet and days of auld lang syne.
Come back around to it. I want you to all sing it like it's the last song. You know, there seems to always be some sort of controversy going on about the war on Christmas. Someone getting their crosses in a twist over a Starbucks cup. But this isn't new. Back in the 1600s, the Puritans were running amok in the street yelling, "No Christmas, no Christmas," because they saw it as a too pagan, a possibly unbiblical holiday. But truthfully, Christmas is a combination of many traditions. From the ancient Roman holiday of Saturnalia, which is where gift-giving and general merrymaking comes from, to the ancient Egyptian celebration of the winter solstice and the deity Horus, often depicted being fed by his mother, the goddess Isis, which influenced the symbolism of the Virgin Mary with baby Christ. So tonight I want to say this. Christmas does not belong to any one group of people. It belongs to everybody. It belongs to the marginalized and the forgotten, this land's indigenous peoples, members of hundreds of tribes, each with a distinct culture and language, forever carrying the weight of one of our country's original sins. It belongs to our veterans, traumatized, homeless, physically and mentally disabled. It belongs to every black man and boy shot down unjustly and every weeping mother and kneeling football player collectively bearing another of America's original sins. It belongs to those police officers, under-resourced and under-trained, who still go out every day and do a thankless job the right way. It belongs to our immigrants and refugees. If anything makes America special, it's them who, just like my ancestors did, came searching for hope in the land of the free. May we always have the courage to welcome them with open arms. It belongs to every woman who has been silenced and everyone who refuses to remain so. It belongs to every person shot down in a church or at a music festival and every child murdered in a school. And it even belongs to those who hate. Yeah, it's true. Christmas belongs to the white supremacist who ran down a woman in the street this year. And to their defenders, from the ugly depths of the internet to the White House. No pun intended, apparently. Yes, when some people dream of a white Christmas, it's not snow they're hoping for. It belongs to those who commit and brazenly brag about committing sexual assault from Hollywood to, yes again, the White House. It belongs to those who use their religion as a sword of judgment under the guise of a shield of liberty. It belongs to all of them, not because they deserve it, but because they need it. Their hearts have grown cold because, man, the weather outside is frightful. So they need the warmth of love tonight. How else can the world change? Christmas truly belongs to everyone, except for one group of people. And that's the flat earthers. They don't get it, seriously. They don't get to have Christmas. So let's sing it together. Let us celebrate what Christmas means to us. I'm gonna go with a happy Saturnalia for all. Let's make it pagan AF. Baby Jesus, come take the wheel, because saviors don't let sinners drive drunk. For auld lang syne, my dear. For auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet. For auld lang syne. Our show. Thanks for tuning into A Conquered Christmas. Have a wonderful and loving holiday season. We'll see you right back here next year. Auld Lang Syne, snow or shine.